Well, over the past few days, the clock has been rolled back and the country has once again been able to revel in the performance of the national football team. This culminated yesterday afternoon against Hungary with 15 minutes of almost unbearable tension and two goals during those 15 minutes from Troy Parrott, the second of them in the 96th minute. Ireland now go forward to Thursday's qualifier draw. This is another great day for O'Connell's second school in Dublin, where Troy Parrott went to school. And our reporter Cian McCormack is there. Afternoon, Cian.
Oh, good afternoon, Rachel. Now, to say there's excitement here would probably be the understatement of the century. Like everyone here, I mean, absolutely everyone, the students, the teachers, even myself, everyone's just on high dough because what's happening here is just totally and utterly infectious. To say it's a great day is just so true because it is a great day for the school. They're all so proud of Troy Parrott. And this morning, they were recreating that last minute goal that he snatched to qualify for the playoffs. So you can forget Ray Houghton, you can forget Darren Maloney, because here are O'Connell Secondary School students, Jack McGuckin and Tony Cook, who were doing the commentary on a recreation of that goal by their classmates.
One last trout of dice. It's all on this from Quavey and Kelleher. Scales is up after it. Scales wins the header. It's a chance.
Yeah!
Troy Parrott right at the day of injury time.
Jack, great commentary. You're reliving this moment over and over again. Yeah. You must be excited here, are you?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, the atmosphere around the school after the goal, it was just like the fact that he went to the school, he's done so much club and country. I mean, it's unbelievable in the school.
Filippo, you were shouting in the background there, not doing the commentary, but adding to the atmosphere. Describe your feelings today.
So excited, man. That goal, it came out, it just gave all hyped up, all the Irish people around Ireland, the point that it gave faith, the truth, the spirit of football. It shows in front of you, in front of your eyes. You just can't describe the fact that it's happened. It happened.
Well, it certainly has happened. Tony, you were playing the part of Ray Houghton there, bringing this commentary to life. It means so much to you here at the school.
Yeah, it's great. I think he's a real inspiration for the people around the area. I think he's done a lot and he's proved what he's done over the last two games for Ireland.
Well, look, not just to the area, right, but to the school as well. What's it like here at the school today? It just must be electric. That's what everyone is telling me.
The atmosphere is great around the school. Like, everyone's talking about the game and there's real excitement around the school and everyone's looking forward to the World Cup if we get there.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Two more games. If we get there, we get there. If we don't, we don't. We still put up a good fight.
Jack McGuckin as Dara Maloney, Tony Cook as Ray Houghton, with added shouting from Filippo Zivieri there. We better give them all their full credit, Cian. I'd say it is fantastic there today, isn't it?
Sure, look, I'll tell you, I still have goosebumps after all that. It was great, great crack on the Astro turf earlier on. And, you know, just talking to everyone here, they'll be living on cloud nine on the back of what Troy Parrott and the Irish team pulled off last night. But here's what students were telling me earlier.
My name's James Johnson. I'm 16 years of age and I'm in fifth year. I think it was good the way he scored the last goal, last minute. Everyone was going wild. I think the atmosphere in the school is just electric.
I'm O'Mari, I'm 17 and I'm in fifth year. I think it was amazing. It was an amazing feeling for all of us, like for our students and teachers. It was a proud moment.
What's your name?
Kenneth Manzini. I'm 17 years old, I'm in fifth year.
Hello, you're all here now talking to me, but what does it mean to you?
It means a lot, you know, it inspires us, a lot of us footballers. It's really, we want to be like that too.
Who do you play with?
I play with Celtic Swords, FC. I play as a striker.
Is there a lot of pressure on a striker?
Yes, lots of pressure, a lot of pressure. I'll say for myself, since I'm a striker too.
My name is Bradley Flynn Hart and I'm 16 years of age and I go to O'Connell School and I'm in fifth year. Obviously it means a lot, like even the teachers and all teach him and saying like what an inspiration even for us to look up to for the future.
Do you play football?
I do, I play for Home Farm.
What position?
Right back.
So what does it mean to you then when you see someone who's been at your school, Troy Parrott, and what a performance?
Yeah, what a performance is right, but I do look up to him a lot because like he was in the school not that long ago, like, and obviously it's a big thing for other people as well to look up to.
But have you ever met him?
No, I haven't, but I've seen the family a lot. They're very nice as well.
What would you say if he came to the school? Would you say to him?
I'd give him a firm handshake and I'd ask him what was the luck scoring that last minute.
Sure, look, it must be hard to focus on any schoolwork today, is it?
Yeah, that's good, though, because we're not doing that many schoolwork.
It's all football today, is it?
Yeah, it's all football today, no schoolwork.
AJ McCauley, 14, and I'm in third year.
You know Troy?
Yeah, it's my cousin.
It's your cousin?
Yeah.
Where were you watching the game?
In my house, with my dad.
What happened?
Just
that goal went in?
Just screamed the gaff down, really.
Did you, yeah?
Yeah.
Must have meant so much, you know, family.
Yeah, Ireland never. Well, I have never seen Ireland in a World Cup, so there's a chance now.
Yeah, there is a chance. You know, you're 14, you've never seen Ireland in a World Cup. You just never know. Are you hopeful?
Yeah, I think we'll do.
Were you talking to Troy?
I haven't seen him yet.
Will you?
I might. I think he's come back over here.
And what did you say to him?
I'll just say well done to him.
I suppose it's the best thing to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
God, you must be delighted.
Yeah, it's a great feeling.
A great feeling, I'll tell you. And screaming the gaff down as well, Troy's.
Didn't the whole country scream the gaff down?
I was doing it myself, you know. But Troy's cousin there, AJ McCauley, joining me now is school principal Liam Newell. Liam, it must be fairly hard to focus here today, is it?
It's hard to beat this day, Keane. It really is. This is a fabulous day for the school. And as we heard from the students, they're ecstatic. Over this,
you'd be building a shrine to Troy Parrott.
Well, there's been lots of suggestions over the last couple of hours about shrines and tripart cups and tripart bank holidays. And
because you're going to set up a league, but is there any chance? Is there any chance that he might visit the school?
Oh, let's hope he will. I'm sure he will. He donated a signed jersey there a couple of weeks back to Miss Timmins, which is very kind of him and his family. And I think the idea of naming a league after him here at the school is a good idea.
And what was it like when he was here at the school? What was he like as a student?
Oh, according to his teachers, a hard-working, quiet student, very dedicated and very passionate about sport. And, you know, I said before that one of his junior cert cycle projects was titled Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams, so you can see how dedicated he was to get where he is today.
Well, look, he's certainly living in the field of dreams now, but he's a role model. You heard the lads in the school there earlier. That's really hard to beat, isn't it?
Oh, that's hard to beat. I mean, this is a historic day for the school. Troy has added a remarkable chapter to a very historic school, and we're honoured to be part of his journey.
And of course, you've had past students then emailing in all morning. You've been inundated.
All morning from past alumni emailing in from all parts of the globe, telling how proud they are of the school and how proud they are to be part of O'Connell Secondary School. It's just incredible. Incredible story.
How do you celebrate this now? Is it free homework for the week?
I think it's got to be free homework for the week, you know, and just celebrate it by being together and reminding each other that when we work together, we can create and achieve amazing things.
And finally, what's your message to Troy? If he's listening to this now, what's your message from the school? Because so many people looking up to him here.
Well done, Troy. Well done to you and your family. You deserve it all. You've worked so hard for it and we're so happy for you. And can I just say to him on behalf of the school and the staff, we look forward to you visiting us in the future.
Well, look, we'll be hoping for that anyway. Liam Newell, school principal of O'Connell Secondary School here on North Richmond Street. Thanks for having us here at the school today. Now, Rachel, I'm going to leave it there and hopefully we'll be back here again for another Parrott hat trick sometime next year.
Oh, you hope so, don't you, Cian? Thank you very much for that. Thought just occurred to me when Cian was talking to us there. If you're under 30, really, you probably don't remember too much about Ireland being in a World Cup. So our time hopefully has come.